I have been telling every one of our clients on all of our webinars, anybody I speak to, apply for everything. You can always choose not to take it once you've been awarded a loan or one of these programs. Like, you can always deny it. But if you don't get your application in whatever the queue is, you can't get it. And these are relatively easy to get loan products, whether it is the PPP, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, New York Forwards Program, and a lot of the more localized community-based lending options. So if you're eligible for an EIDL loan, get the EIDL loan. If you're eligible for a PPP, get the PPP. Primarily because we don't know what's going to happen in the next 6 months, right? We don't know if we're looking at shutdowns this fall. We don't know what the virus is going to do. We don't know what the virus impacts are onto specific industry sectors as they start to reopen. So there's so many unknowns that it's really important for a business to preserve their cash flow as much as possible so that they can weather whatever is coming down the road.
There's a new application window for the EIDL loans, and I wanted to ask if somebody had applied for an EIDL loan in March and they were not approved, is there a chance now that they're at the front of the line for the new application window?
So if they were declined, they should not reapply. If they submitted in March and they have not heard anything from the SBA, EIDL loan or EIDL advance, it won't hurt to reapply. But if they have applied and they have gotten their EIDL advance, that's an indicator that the SBA has your information and that you're in their queue, so you don't need to reapply.
If somebody is actively using Paycheck Protection Program funds right now, can they still apply for an EIDL loan?
Absolutely. And they can use the EIDL loan and the PPP simultaneously. They just can't use them for the same expenses in the same time window.
Anything else that you think is important for a small business to recognize right now when it comes to these federal loans?
I think that the best thing that they can do, sorry to do this shameless plug, but businesses should really be looking to the resources that are out there to help them. Most, if not all of them, are free. Whether it's the small business development centers, whether it's your local chamber of commerce, your local economic development corporations, there are a lot of resources that are out there that are actively working to help the businesses identify what's best for them and look at their business as a case-by-case basis. And that's probably the best thing that a business owner can do is talk to somebody who's well-versed in all of the different programs, whether it's federal, whether it's state, whether it's a really localized program, and then help them figure out what's best for them, and what they're, I help them identify what they're going to need, as well as what are their opportunities for pivoting their model. So you can look at a lot of these loan programs as more than just the immediate stopgap measure. If you're a retail business owner, I would be looking at how do I change my website to be more online friendly? What other products should I be carrying? How can I better market myself? So there's more to these loan programs than just stopping the bleeding, I guess is the best way to put it, and utilizing some of the resources in the community that are already there to help them, is what every business owner should be doing.